Narayanam namaskritya nanam chayanarottamam devim sarasvatim yasam tato vichan vich ashtapresho bhagresho nityam bhagavata seva bhagavat yutam ashtavati bhakti bhagati naishtiti. Okay. Oh, chapter 1 still?
Yeah?
I was studying. My brain jumped to chapter 2. I was studying chapter 2. See what happened. Okay.
2:31.
2.131. What? It says at the bottom, query 2.131. 2.131, right, okay. That's where we are. Yeah, no, the marker is right. My brain is wrong. Okay, Chandang Shanantasya Shiro Gananti.
Chandang Shanantasya Shiro Gananti.
Dangstra Yamasneha Kala Vijani.
Dangstra Yamasneha Kala Vijani.
Naso Janam Mara Karichamaya.
Naso Janam Mara Karichamaya.
Duranta Sargo Yarapanga Moksha. Chandang Shanantasya Shiro Gananti.
Chandang
Shanantasya Shiro Gananti. Aso Janan Mara Kari Chamaya.
Aso Janan Mara Kari Chamaya.
Duranta Sargo Yarapanga Moksha.
Chandamsi,
the Vedic hymns,
Anantasya,
of the Supreme,
Shira,
the cerebral passage. Gananti, they say, Dangstra,
the jaws of teeth,
Yamaraj, director of sinners.
Snehakala,
the art of affection. Vijani,
set of teeth.
Hasa.
Smile.
Jana Unmadakari.
The most alluring.
Cha. Also. Maya.
Illusory energy.
Duranta.
Unsurpassable.
Dosarga.
Material creation. Yat Apanga.
Whose glance?
Moksha.
Casting over. Translation. They say that the Vedic hymns are the cerebral passage of the Lord, and his jaws of teeth are Yama, the god of death. who punishes the sinners. The art of affection is his set of teeth, and the most alluring illusory material energy is his smile. This great ocean of material creation is but the casting of his glance over us. Duranta Sarga Apanga Mokra. Purport. According to Vedic assertion, this material creation is the result of the Lord's casting a glance over the material energy, which is described herein as the most alluring illusory energy. The conditioned souls who are allured by such materialism should know that the material temporary creation is simply an imitation of the reality, and that those who are captivated by such alluring glances of the Lord are put under the direction of the controller of sinners called Yamanar. The Lord smiles affectionately, displaying his teeth. The intelligent person who can grasp these truths about the Lord becomes a soul fully surrendered unto him. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalaka Chaksura Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Fayam Rupakadam Mahyam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Bhatta Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shta Shri Rupam Sagadatam Agana Vaganatam Itam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Pajiparijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Itam Shta He Krishna Krishna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangya Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Yavshabhanu Sate Devi Panamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Chandang Shananta Shashiro Gananti Dangstra Yamasneya Kaladvijani Aso janan mala kari chamaya duranta sargo yarapanga moksha. They say that the Vedic hymns are the cerebral passage of the Lord, and his jaws of teeth are Yama, the god of death, who punishes sinners. The art of affection is his set of teeth, and the most alluring illusory material energy is his smile. This great ocean of material creation is but the casting of his glance over us. They say, when you go back to 26, it looks like persons who have realized it say this, that the planets of Patala and all that, coming up to here, 31. So there's a chanda, means also the meter of chanting the Vedic hymns. And there's so many meters. Recently, one book was presented by our friend Damien Martins, where he, after translating one small book describing all these meters, and this actually 200 and they, this was, I think, the Guru Maharaj of Baladev Vidyabhushan, this book, Srinath Chakravarti. So in that book, he describes 230 meters. Generally, if you Google the meters of chanting Sanskrit, however, 16 or so meters are the ones that are generally chanted now. I have to get that book and open it again, but there's some examples. But so this is very, very esoteric to be someone to know. But in those days, at least we know that Vishwanath and Guru Maharaj, they could, great brahmanas, they would know. So this Vedic hymn is one section of Vedas, the ability to chant the Vedic hymns. And what are they describing here? Anantasya, the supreme. Ananta means Seisho Ganapi Samavashiti Nasha Param, described and also in the second canto, that Shesha cannot, although he sometimes called Ananta himself, but he cannot describe the glories of the Lord, Vishnu, especially Vishnu nu virya gayanam. This kata of Vishnu is unlimited. Katamitam shavana potesha samabhitam. So this chapter is bringing us up to the next chapter, which is a little more deep. But here, at least, there's no least, but entire Bhagavatam, prati shloki, prati akshare, every shloka and every syllable is Krishna. Krishna tulyo bhagavata, vibhu sarva shraya. So even we read, this is meant for the neophytes. Just imagine if you were a neophyte. So I guess most of us would consider that we wouldn't even be neophytes because we couldn't even read this. This would have to be explained in a very simple way to neophytes. First step in God realization, because one might be an impersonalist having studied, but one would have to know Sanskrit in ancient times to even come close to getting this beginning stage of Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam, Idam Bhagavatam Nam Puranam Brahma Samhitam Tamashloka Charitam, it is equal to all Puranas, all Shastras, Sada Shastrabhi Piyusa. When you take Bhagavatam, you're getting the essence of all the Shastras. So Shukadeva is, Pariksha Maharaj is an advanced devotee. Parikara Bhaved Vyasaki Kirtanam. He's given as the example of someone who heard, and he heard all this. Imagine if you're going to die in 7 days and you're hearing all this detail. But still, he was patient to hear all these things. Shukadeva didn't say, okay, chant Hare Krishna, that's it, finished. But he sat for 7 days and heard this whole Bhagavatam, all these detailed slokas. So Yama, and first it says, Shiro, this is a cerebral passage of the Lord. I imagine that if I've studied Sanskrit and Vedas enough to understand this, I could see this would be a cerebral part of the Lord. Vedaishya sarvada hameva vedyo vedanta krid vedavid. Krishna is saying directly in Gita that I've composed all the Vedas. I am the knower. And Arjuna says, Vetasi vejam cha param cha dhamma. You are knower of all, and you're the only thing that is to be known. Vetasi vejam cha param. There's nothing. You are the supreme abode, param dhamma, param brahma, pavitra, most pure. So here, the description is given that, again, the jaws of teeth are Yama. So when Arjuna's 11th chapter of the Gita, he's seeing Damstra Karadani Chate Mukani. You still remember that one? Damstra Karadani Chate Mukani Dishtriva Kalana Sama. He's seeing on the battlefield. Sometimes we're hearing the comparison of what Arjuna saw and this. But this is different. This is like something you see all the time. Anybody can see this Virat. But Arjuna is seeing this Vishvarupa, and he's really seeing the teeth. Because Churnatar Uttamangai. Uttamanga means the uppermost anga, or limb of the body, uttama, the head. And the heads are all being chewed up in this, by the many teeth of the Vishvarupa, uttama, drishtai. He's seeing all these things describing to Krishna. And then after a while, he says, this is just too much, please. Withdraw it. Let me see your manusham, First he sees the forearm form and then the two-arm form. Ah, sacheta prakatim. Then my consciousness is again restored. Because even Arjuna, as great a person, warrior, he was fearful. by Anakani. So therefore Krishna withdrew this form. Don't be afraid anymore. Ma, stop being afraid. I didn't study this chapter, so I would have looked at the 11th chapter. Some people's brains, they can recall every single thing, but I can't recall every verse. But at least, Dangstra, Karalan, Chate, Mukhani, Dushdraiva, Kalana, Sani, Mani. These teeth are crushing all the warriors. They're entering in. And he's describing even the devas, Brahmana, Misham, Kamalasa, Nastama, Shimcha, Sarama, Rugam, Chidibhyam, the great Brahma himself, seated on the lotus, Kamalasana Stam, he's offering prayers. All the devas are, please, please. They're saying, Shanti, 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 trying to pacify this form. So the material world, people are being chewed up. Hani, hani, bhutani, gacchanti, yama, yamalayam. They're going to the abode of death at every moment, but they're not noticing it. Let's see. Maybe we should have a little war here and increase the it's already, death is there, for sure. So there, but they're so demoniac, such rascal nonsense. Bimukha. Turn their face away from Krishna, that they increasing this. Temperature is already getting hot, but they're increasing it. Let's have a war. Let me have this, that. I am so great, I will kill all these people. I will. They're all my enemy, although they may not even be enemy, but they're thinking. So this way the material world is a very bad place, Holocaust. And so they're all being devoured. Yamalayam, when Yudhishthira was speaking with the Yaksha, who turned out to be Yamaraj, Mahabharata, this is the famous verse, a very nice pastime. What is the news? Everyone's being cooked up, burnt up in the flames of this material world. And one of them, this famous verse is, Hanyahani Bhutani, every Bhutani, all living entities, day by day, they're entering. Hanyahani Bhutani, Gacchanti, they're entering into Yamalayam, the abode of death. Sheshastavara Itchanti. They all want to stay here, but Kemashtajamataparam, they won't be able to. That's the most amazing thing, that they're seeing it. Drishva Shutrabhyam Yat Papam Jananapyat Manohitam Kroti Bhuyas. One of the verses when in the sixth canto, because Parikshit Maharaj had heard. I heard about all these horrible things, how people are entering into this abode of death. In the fifth canto, he heard every detail of all these hells, and there's unlimited hells, but he heard like 28 of them or something. So Parikshit Maharaj sitting and, wow, tell me, Iha, right now, meeting Aduneha Mahabharata. He addressed Sukadeva as the most fortunate person. Most fortunate person. Aduneha, right now, of course he didn't have much time, so of course he said, Aduneha Mahabharata, Taiva Narakan Naram. Narakai, but they're all going to hell, so tell me how they can be saved. That's what he wanted to hear. And then Sukadeva, like he gave some kind of mundane prescriptions according to Karma Kandi various. But still, he said, Drishtashutra, even after seeing and hearing about all the papam, all the, what happens to you, still, they do it again. People hear Shastra still. Maya Mugdha Jivyari Nahi Sota Krishna Gyan. So this Vedas have been distilled, just like this Chaitanya Charitamrita verse. Maya Mugdha Jivyari Nahi Sota Krishna. People on their own, they won't figure it out, nothing. So therefore, Maya Mugdha, because they're bewildered by Maya, Maya Mugdha Jivyari Nahi Sota Krishna Gyan. Jivyari Kripai Koile Krishna Ved Puran. Therefore, Krishna has compiled, as Vyasadeva and other great sages, as Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, so many of our acharyas, they have compiled these shastras out of mercy, just like Sukadeva compiled this Bhagavatam, simply out of his mercy. Veda Vyas, Sukadeva is speaking, Sutta is speaking, Maitreya Muni is speaking Bhagavatam, Narad Muni is speaking Bhagavatam. Soham Katam Navisajay, Tavabritya Sevam. Prahlad Maharaj, in his prayers, how can I give up the service of my Guru Maharaj, Narad Muni? Well, how is he, why does he say that? Prabhupada quotes it in his prayers. Evam janam na patitam prabhavahi kupe, because Prahlad Maharaj said, I was thrown into the kupe, the well of snakes. Evam janam na patitam kamabi kamam, due to my own material desire. Imagine he's a pretty smart 5-year-old guy. Kamabi kamam, anya prabhatam prasanga, bad association. He knew all this at 5, so if we're 75, we should know something also. So therefore, Prabhupada invoked this verse, being impelled by his Guru Maharaj. So, devotees, if we read back on the, what is it, 6th canto, chapter 3, the Yamaraj is giving instructions, Vishnu quick. Those who don't perform service for Vishnu, you can bring them to me. But the devotees, they don't even see me. They don't even see me in a dream. Swapne, even in swapna, in a dream, they won't see Yamaraj. And then there's one verse Rupa Goswami is putting in the Padyavali where he's describing that not only that, that the Chitragupta Kuti. How does it think? Very nice verse. It says that when the devotees chant the holy name, then Yamaraj and Chitragupta, they stare at the toenails of such a devotee. And Madhu Parka, they prepare Artik and Madhu Parka to worship such persons who chant. What to speak of going into the jaws of Yama. They never enter there. Duranta Sargo. So then it says about the art of affection is a set of teeth. Haso. Sneha Kala. The art of affection. Smile. A set of teeth. The most alluring illusory material energy is a smile. So if one's allured by the material energy at any time, devotee, if he's reading that and he remembers, if he doesn't remember, Hasam Harir Avanata Kilaloka Kiva, in Kapila Dev's instructions on meditating on the form of, especially there, Vishnu, one of the verses, Hasam Harir Avanata Kilaloka Kiva, those who bow to Krishna and see that smile of Krishna, then they're attracted, and then all their material misery, the ocean is described here, Duranta Sargo, the ocean of material illusory energy just disappears, all the miseries, Shokarnava just disappears. So if one is seeing the material energy, like right now, we have pretty pleasant spring day, and we don't have fantastic, like colorful birds that might be described here as well. But very nice. So, if one is attracted, the most alluring illusory material energy is a smile of Krishna. So we're thinking, no, this is the smile of Krishna. Instead of seeing it as illusory energy, like Prabhupada would say, when you see the tree or anything, don't see it, see Krishna there. Stavara jangama deki ne deki taramorti. Whether he's seeing something, a rock, stavara, something moving, beautiful, people are attracted by this. A deer, a beautiful deer, a cow, any beautiful bird, any beautiful animal, beautiful baby, anything. So one's thinking, God, that's manifestation of Krishna, although it's illusory energy. So when one becomes this, sarva-bhuteshu yapasyat bhagavan bhavamatmana, describe the uttamadhikari, that he's seeing there Krishna. And gradually this will, Bhagavatam will lead us up to Krishna. This is the lotus feet of Krishna, and gradually we're heading toward the face. Katamitam shavana bhuteshu samvitam. One becomes attractive. Sukadeva is so perfect in this presentation, chapter after chapter. I mean, just imagine sitting down. What kind of brain do you have to sit down and speak the Bhagavatam? And it's like, it is mind-boggling, you know, like how each chapter, each verse organized, and just boom. Did he have notes? Did he have a laptop? Well, how was he doing that? It's like, and then gradually just leading us up to the topmost platform. Gradually, like we get to the next chapter, Pibantiye Bhagavata Atmanasatam. One has to drink this Bhagavatam in order to get free from the illusory energy. One who drinks this Bhagavatam, Vidushitashayam, Punanti Te Vishaya, Vishaya means the sense gratification, Vidushi, this polluted aim of life becomes purified. The more you drink, even any shloka, Ardham Cha, Eka Shlokam Padardham Cha, one shloka, a half a shloka, a half a word, even a syllable, one becomes purified. At the end of Sukhi Goswami is speaking, that one who hears or causes other to hear the one shloka from the Bhagavatam, he purifies himself and he purifies the audience, the hearers, all. Shrotavyakitityabhyascha. Hearing it, speaking it, glorifying it, this should be done. Bhakti Yoga, this is Bhakti Yoga. And the devotees enliven one another by speaking and hearing the different verses. This great ocean of material creation is but the casting of his glance over us. So Aisrajitta, there's the Vedic aphorisms that are quoted. He glanced over it. So we want that glance. We want the personal glance. Karunya Kataksha, the merciful Aksha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sidelong glance. Therefore, we should be attracted to, so many devotees are staying every day addressing the deity. Many people might be watching on their gadget, but actually to experience and see the temple and purify the senses and kirtan, very nice. Prabhupada has given us just to attract us out of this web of the material energy. According to Vedic assertion, material creation is the result of the Lord's casting a glance over the material energy. So every morning we're reading portions of the Brahma Samhita. This describes the glance also. There's Shambhu, the glance. He doesn't consort prapatyana samagama. He doesn't directly consort with the material energy. Rather, he sends his glance mixing with the material energy and creates a... Krishna doesn't have to directly glance, or he can expand himself. And we can't imagine how that can be done. He can impregnate, he can do anything. Angani asya sagalandri riti manti pashanti panti. Prabhupada was describing this verse in Brahma Samhita. He said, so Krishna's playing flute, he's standing on the altar. No one should think of, I can do any nonsense, Krishna not seeing. No, he can see not just by looking and glancing, but he can see with his fingers, he can hear, he's in the heart. Sarvasya chaham, he's expanded himself. So what does Krishna say in the Gita? Prashantamala sanghenam yoginam supamuttamam upayiti shantaradasam brahma bhutam akalmasham. Akalmasham means getting free of all this pollution. And those who are prashanta manasanghinam yogis become peaceful, become ecstatic just by this reading the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam sukham uktam ashnute, they taste it. Atmatir, just like we heard, Vijay gave the book and he opened it right to one verse. All the verses are so amazing. Yadritcha labasantushto, in the 4th chapter, 22nd verse. So that boy was very intelligent. He saw that verse and said, oh, that's very good, I'll buy this book. Yadritcha labasantushto, he's santushto. So he had come to that point, somehow or other, Brahmanda Brahmite, by wandering throughout so many times, to get the chance to Vijay showed him that verse, or he opened it and saw that verse. But any verse practically, but that verse is saw. One who is satisfied, yadritcha, whatever comes of its own accord, lava, santushko, ah, okay. This is what I have, that's enough. This is the Brahman position. One who is vimatsara. Bhagavatam means, only way we can understand is nirmatsaranam, free of envy. Nirmatsaranam satam vejam bastava matru vastu shivadam tapatrayan mulanam. Then tapatrayan mulanam, it uproots our attachment, these three modes of nature, material world, which is in this verse described as duranta, insurpassable. Then we get more details in the 3rd chapter, or the 3rd canto, 9th chapter. Brahmaji's prayers, he's describing in more detail. Kamagina chuta rusha chasadur barena duranta dukha da. This word is used. In English they have the word dur also, means durable, something that not worn out very easily. Durga, so duranta, insurpassable. So Brahmaji was describing in his prayer that many miseries, just in case you don't get the message from first canto, first verse, it's already there, everything's in. We got 18,000 more verses for you. So Brahmaji is very nicely expressing in quite a few places in the Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, the 3rd canto, and the 2nd, here and there. So there, in that verse, he's describing the miseries. You didn't think we were kidding, did you, about these miseries? Well, in case you just forgot, he describes it again in many places. But there, kshut trit tridara bir imahamorjam. And he says these are, Prabhupada said they're unsurpassable, indefatigable, which is more or less like unsurpassable. And what were they? Well, let me see now. Kshut, trit, trivarubi, kshut, trit. Trit means thirst, hunger and thirst. That's something I think anybody can relate to. Well, Brahma knows. Sampasito, he says, seeing all these living entities suffering from all these things, hunger and thirst, he's very disturbed. So he's our original acharya. So he's looking out for us. So this is one of the ways he's giving us the verses. Brahma Samhita, 9th chapter, 3rd canon. Like that, some of these things. Kshutrit, Tridarabir means mucus, bile, and air. It's always disturbing. Something's wrong, unbalanced. Most of the time, something's off. And then it gets really off sometimes. And then you're finished. Tridarabir Mahamor Ajamana, many things. And then Shita Ushna Vata Varashar. Shita Ushna, cold, heat, Vata Varashar. It's Duranta. Vata Varashar, wind, rain. Shita Ushna Vata Varashar, Itare Itarasa, many things. Then he comes to the 3rd line. Kamagni Na Chutarusha, Shatadurbarena, which is like this. Duranta. Kamagnicha means heavy duty lust, desire, everyone. Kamadinam kati nakatida durnidation. Always these desires are giving us bad advice, our senses, kama na katina du, katina katida. I don't know how many ways and how many lifetimes that these desires have misled me. Dorni desh. We want to get upadesh. Upadesh, that we get upadesh amrita from Rupa Goswami or our Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Bhaktisiddhanta or Prabhupada. We're getting very good advice. But the senses are always trying to attack us and get in the way. So then Brahma says, Kamadni na chuta rusha. Chuta rusha means just in case you weren't lusty enough, you'll get very angry. Even with, it'll get so bad, you'll just try to kill everybody. And if you have the power, the big authoritative persons now in the modern world, and for so long they've done that throughout the history, they decide, okay, these guys are bad guys, we're just going to kill them all, no matter what. So, and they can keep this sustained anger. But one is a devotee, he doesn't have any of that. He's free. How? By studying Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna. So Brahmaji says, Sampasato Manasa. My mind is becoming very disturbed seeing her. He's full of compassion. And he comes as Haridas Thakur, Brahma Haridas. Who could be more merciful than Thakur Haridas? So Sukadeva is merciful, giving us Bhagavatam, Samsarinam. Those who are in this samsara, Samsarinam Kunaya. He has spoken Purana Guyam, this most transcendental, most confidential of all the Vedas, this extract. Saram Saram Samudatam. This is not some nonsense. Dry. Probably used to laugh. Oh, this, I am presenting so many, this Bhagavatam, and those outside people are thinking it's very dry. No, it's not dry. Especially you're not dry, you're in the ocean of, also we're dry. Kaviraj Goswami describes, my tongue is so dry. Krishna Kirtana Gana in the second, in the Chaitanya Charita one verse, it's describing the Jivamaru Prangane, the desert-like tongue. Oh, it says, no nectar on it. So he's describing how the devotees are like Sadbhaktava, the Hansa Chakra Marupa. They're like the bees seeking the honey, like the swans, and they're swimming in the Ganga or flying around the lotus flowers in this river of nectar. This is the real nectar to be saved from this illusory energy. Conditioned souls who are allured by such material should know material temporary creation is simply an imitation of the reality. Udvamulam adhashakam ashvatam kvaravya. Chandangsi. And Chandangsi is mentioned, actually. The same word is mentioned there in that was it 15th chapter? How it's so Vedavadavata. Some people might be attracted by the Vedic hymns. Vedavadavata. They might be expert at chanting Vedic hymns, but Krishna's describing that these are like the part of the material world. Once you give up this anything in this material world. What was that verse in the second chapter? Describe. The Lord smiles affectionately, displaying his teeth. The intelligent person who can grasp these truths about the Lord becomes a soul fully surrendered unto him. Okay, so comments, questions?
Prabhupada translates the Vedic hymns as the cerebral passage of the Lord. Would that be the same as saying the brain of the Lord?
Yeah, it's a fancy way, maybe. Probably could get pretty fancy sometimes.
But the word passage is kind of peculiar, isn't it?
Passage. Cerebral passage?
Passage.
Like Prabhupada was familiar with medical terms. So in British and, of course, / Indian This, I imagine, without any doubt, would be a common term, probably a little outdated, but very poetic. Anything else?
I remember, I think the third canto, Mother Devahuti also, she asks Kapila to tell about, I don't remember specifically, but something like so that the people would be become detached from the material world.
Yeah.
She asks some question.
Yeah, you're like the axe, you're like the eye. You know, Pasangama Jaram Pasham, Atmana Kavyo Vidu. This nice verse, I think Kapila is speaking that, and he says, Pasangama Jaram Pasham, Atmana Kavyo Vidu. All Kavis know, Vidu, that attachment to the material world is the worst thing. Pasangama Jaram Pasham, Atmana Kavyo Vidu. Saesha Sarosukato, once you take that same attachment, just like it's described here, and apply it and become attached to the sadhus. Saesha Sarosukato. And what will happen? Moksha Dvarama Pavata. Then you'll be liberated from the material. What were you getting at?
Yeah, I mean, basically the point you were making that Brahmaji is reminding us in so many, you know, Shukdeva Goswami is reminding us. So I was just thinking about how Devahuti also, she says, not just for myself and for everybody else, please tell us about, you know, how the horrors of material world.
Nayam deho bhajan naloke kashtan kamanahate, we're continually getting pounded. Shabdev, in the first verse, 5-1-1, 5-5-1. Stool-eating hogs. Kashtan kamana vidbujamye putraka yena saptam shudyad yasmat. Once you become purified, and then he can experience anantam, anantam, happiness. Ramante yogi no namtam. The yogis, the devotees, they experience ananta, pleasure. Anything else?
Your wife wants to make
the okay, it's falling all over me. Whatever's left of it, what's all right, Hare Krishna.